Curtin University researchers have released a new study forecasting where outbreaks of the polyphagous shot-hole borer insect could strike next. The tree-killing beetle, known as PSHB, is already causing widespread damage across the Perth metropolitan area and has triggered a costly response in Western Australia aimed at stopping further spread nationwide. In mid-2025, the National Management Group declared the invasive pest no longer feasible to eradicate, shifting the national response toward containment. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke to Dr. Andrew Coates, lead author and research associate from Curtin University's School of Molecular and Life Sciences, to learn more.
This is a really tiny little beetle that causes a pretty massive issue. It's called the polyphagous shot-hole borer, but it's a bit of a mouthful, so we usually shorten that to PSHB. And originally from Southeast Asia, but because it lives inside wood, it can travel all across the globe, and it's invaded lots of other countries around the world. And in 2021, it was detected in Perth, and since then it's been slowly creeping out and causing some pretty massive issues. This beetle attacks trees. Polyphagous means it attacks lots of different types of trees. There's over 100 different species in Australia that are known to be affected. The beetle burrows inside the tree. It plants a little garden of fungus that it uses as its food. And this fungus can cause diseases and death in the trees. So in Perth, over 4,000 trees had to be cut down to deal with this pest. And there's some pretty massive concerns that if it spreads outside of metropolitan Perth, it could have pretty massive impact for our native environment, for agriculture, and for other cities around the country.
I understand in mid-2025, the WA government announced a management plan to quarantine and manage the beetle, as eradicating it would have been not feasible enough. So in that time since mid-2025, how have the management efforts fared? Have they been relatively successful from what we know of?
The trouble with the beetle is that it is really hard to control. It's tiny, it's maybe the size of a sesame seed, and when it's inside trees, it's really hard to detect. And at the moment, the only real strategy we have for controlling the beetle is to either cut off the infected branches or cut out the entire tree completely. So the methods we have for control at the moment are not ideal. There are lots of trials underway using different pesticides, but it is a very, very difficult beetle to control once it's established, which is why, as you said, the government transitioned from the eradication to the management approach. And at the moment, the main concern is just to contain the beetle, to kind of keep it in place and stop it from spreading to new areas. And so far, thankfully, that has been really effective. It's still restricted to inner city or metropolitan Perth. And there's a quarantine zone in place which restricts the movement of plant material. So garden waste, firewood, potted plants, that sort of thing is restricted in and out of that quarantine zone. And for now, that does seem to have a really great effect at containing the beetle. But as we talk about in our study, all it takes is one single beetle to get out of that quarantine zone by accident. It can start a whole new colony.
Which is a perfect segue. So yeah, can you talk in detail about this new study that you are involved with, like how this modeling system operates? Just basically give us the lowdown on how it's helping with the issue.
Yeah, for sure. So as I said, once the beetle is established in a new location, it can be really hard to control it. Yeah, so you really have to be proactive, very preemptive, and be able to predict where that beetle is going to show up, detect it early, and then treat it as quickly as possible. And that's really the only way that we can keep this beetle under control. And so what we've done, my colleague Ben Phillips and I have developed a mathematical model, and its goal is to just predict across all of Australia which areas are most at risk of being invaded and affected by this beetle. It uses a whole bunch of different data that we've collected from other studies on the beetle biology, uses climate data for across Australia, some vegetation data, and it sort of overlays all of these data sets together and gives us a nice little map that says, okay, these are the areas that the beetle will really love. The conditions here are really, really right for this beetle to get out of control. And it also shows the areas that are maybe lower concern. And so using this map, we can kind of predict which areas and which times of year we should be focusing our efforts, monitoring and control.
I've touched upon this, but other countries have also been dealing with the beetle. Your study, did you, if I'm getting it right, did you take, like, say, inspirations from some case studies, say, the US, and implemented it as part of the study that you guys have been doing? So if you can talk a little bit about just like overseas as well, from your knowledge.
PSHB, it's invaded other locations. So it's the United States around California for 10 years or so, I believe. It's also in South Africa, Israel. More recently, it's been found in South America. So it's had these new introductions across the globe over the last 10 years. In South Africa, it seems to still be spreading. In California, it seems to be mostly restricted to the one area, but it is affecting a lot of avocado crops and other crops in that area and native forests. So it does interact with the environment in different ways, different parts of the world. And as you said, yeah, we took some of that information and used the data we have from other countries to hone our predictions and try and make sure that our predictions are as accurate as we could make them to be.
Andrew, I noticed on the press release as well, I found it interesting, there is an app available that's helping to monitor and tackle this issue. Can you talk about this particular app?
As part of our project, it's called a Shiny app. It's a little online app tool that people can use. We call it the PSHB Survey Planner. And this uses our model. And the goal of this model or this app is just to highlight which times of year we expect to be ideal for PSHB to be growing. And so we sort of envision it as an extra tool that managers can use across Australia to plan their management, plan their survey strategies. So if they only have resources for a certain number of weeks in the year to monitor trees or put out traps to catch these beetles, they can jump on this app, click their location on the map. We use the climate data at that location to then highlight, all right, these are the weeks that you should be prioritizing for your management processes. So it's just one little tool in what should be a very large toolkit for managers to use, but we hope that it is helpful.
Is there anything else you'd like to add just as we wrap up?
I'd be remiss for me not to mention that the east coast of Australia, especially east coast Queensland, is one of the highest risk areas for PSHB, according to our model and according to some other studies as well. So I just really want to highlight that it is a problem in Perth, but if it does fly over to Queensland, it could be a pretty massive issue across the entire state and across the country. Just to highlight how important it is, again, to keep your eyes out, be vigilant, and contact the local government or government departments if you have any concerns about this beetle in your backyard.
That was Dr. Andrew Coates from Curtin University there, speaking with The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.